Let's move over here. We're leaning on the railings outside the pub. Opening times, Tuesday and Wednesday, 3 p.m. What? To 11. Tim, we can't get in here till 3 p.m.
That's a long time away.
It's a long time. But in the meantime, we can get a sense of what it's like inside because I've visited recently and met Duncan Borrowman, the owner of this award-winning Bailey Head pub, right here in Oswestry Street.
It's Wednesday and we're not open at the same time as the market on a Wednesday because we actually talk about it's passing trade. Everyone's going about their bit, shopping on the market, but they're not actually stopping off for a pint. Different story at the weekends, Friday and Saturday, when, especially a sunny day, if you've got tables and umbrellas out the front and you've got all that bustle on a nice sunny day, then people will sit down. We don't do food. We let people buy food off the market stalls so they can sit there with a burger or sausage from Genie's or from the Food Fairy or from any of the other places around us, have a pint and just suck up the atmosphere.
Yeah. And as a pub, you're doing very well, aren't you?
Not doing badly. Current Canberra National Pub of the Year, runner-up with the Society of Independent Brewers, like, or finalist for the sixth time in 7 years as Best UK Rural Craft Beer Bar. So it's not going bad on that front.
When you got that camera award, how did you feel?
Do you know what? I'm still not quite sure I actually believe it when I wake up in the morning, you know? It was just like, we thought, oh, yeah, we've won Shropshire. What, we won the West Midlands? Okay, yeah, right. Stop it now, you know? And then suddenly, yeah, we won that award and we had hundreds of people turn up for the day for the presentation. Incredible day, and it's a great accolade to have managed to get it or to have got it. We don't go out to win awards. You know, Canberra don't say, would you like to apply for this award? It just sort of happens to you. So it does make... It's a weird sort of feeling that, you know, this thing comes at you, you know.
How many people have come through your door since and said, oh, I heard about you through this award?
Do you know what? I haven't counted them, but there's lots, yeah. You know. One thing we're really pleased for is we think it's good for the town. Everyone knows Oswestry is quite hard to get to, you know, the railway line story and all of that. But we get a lot of people who are either heading for Wales or heading for Mersey or now coming to stay in town to come and visit us. And it's good. It brings in people, tourists into the town. You know, we're both ambassadors for Oswestry tourism. And we're both councillors here now as well. And we're pleased that we're doing our bit. And in fact, I said about people being able to have food. We send people to pubs around the corner, like the Griffin around the corner from us. If they want to cook lunch, go around the Griffin and then come back here again for a pint. You know, and it's good for everyone. Everyone knows everyone around here, you know, and everyone, most people try and support each other, you know, in what they're doing.
What's it like to be a councillor?
I've only been a councillor now. Well, I've been a councillor in the past elsewhere, but I've only legally been a councillor since last week. I'm now a councillor for Shropshire Council and for Oswestry Town Council. So my diary is looking pretty horrendous at the moment because I've got so much sort of induction and that sort of stuff going on. Plus, this week I've got annual meetings of parish councils because I'm councillor for Llanymallwch. So I had a parish council meeting last night. I've got a parish council meeting tomorrow night. I've got an Oswestry Town Council training session tonight. It's made everything a little bit busy.
How do you find time to do this then? Where we are at the bar? I mean, how do you fit all this in as well?
Well, for a while now, I think we've taken a bit more of a backseat in actually standing behind the bar and serving. I'm 64, standing for hours on end, serving customers and doing all the cellar side, whatever. I particularly focus on not only choosing what beers we buy in, but all the background admin and the cellar. The cellar's the thing that wins the awards, combined with having good staff. We've got great staff to serve people. So we let the staff get on with that bit and we concentrate on sort of the bit that drives it. You know, we've got 28 draft lines. It's nigh on impossible to spend the time maintaining them and keeping them going and be stood behind the bar for 6-8 hours a day.
Duncan Borrowman from the award-winning Bailey Head Pub here in Oswestry, where it's fair to say it is now warm.